In the experiment of Pound and Repka, a 14.4 kilovolt gamma ray fell through a distance of 22.5 meters near the Earth's surface. What is the change in frequency and the percentage frequency change due to the gravitational redshift? If you remember, this is the experiment that was done by Pound and Repka in 1960 at Harvard, in which they actually measured the gravitational attraction of light. So let's write down what we know. This is the experiment by Pound and Repka. They used a 14.4 kilovolt gamma ray in this experiment, and they did this in a tower in Harvard, and the gamma ray, they had it basically going downward, so it fell 22.5 meters near the Earth's surface, because Harvard, of course, is at Boston, so it's pretty near sea level. So what we want to find out is, what is the change in frequency of the gamma ray due to this falling this 22.5 meters and due to the gravitational attraction? And then we want to find out what is delta F over F. Okay, well, in one of the sections we have this equation that has the ratio of the change in frequency over the frequency due to the gravitational attraction. And so we can just pretty much use that equation. So where this is the acceleration of gravity, this is the height, the distance the light source falls, and then this, of course, is c squared. So let's just go ahead now, first of all, and calculate delta F, which is GHF over c squared. Okay, so let's make sure we know what all these are. G is the acceleration of gravity. That's 9.80 meters per second squared. The height is just the 22.5 meters that was given to us in a problem. And then we need to calculate what the frequency is. Well, let's change this to that we know the frequency is equal to E over H, right? So let me go ahead and write that down. E is equal to HF, so E is equal to E over H. So let me put the energy here. 14.4, and let me put it in electron volts, 14.4 times 10 to the third electron volts. Then I have to divide through by the speed of light. Let me do this to several significant figures. And we have to square that. And then I need to have H, and I want to put this in units. Let me use the one in terms of electron volts instead of joules. And in the front of the book, that's 4.136. times 10 to the minus 15 electron volt seconds. I want to make sure that everything is going to cancel out. Here we have a meter and a meter, and we have a meter squared here. Here we have a second squared and a second squared. They cancel. Here I have electron volt, electron volt. If I'd put in H in terms of joules, then I would just have to put in the conversion from joules to electron volts, and that's fine. But that's why we have it in the different units. So if you multiply this out, let's see, this is... Right, this is delta F, and delta F is 8541 hertz when I calculate all this. So that's the first thing we want to know. Now let's calculate the ratio. Well, delta F over F is delta F. Now remember, F itself is E over H. So we already have these numbers. So it's 8541 hertz times H again in the electron volt unit. I got the paper crooked again. Over E, which in electron volts is 14.4 times 10 to the third electron volts. So let's see, everything should cancel out. Electron volts cancels out, hertz is per second, so that and that cancel out. So this is has no units, and when I multiply this out, I got 2.45 times 10 to the minus 15, so it's a very, very small effect. If we were going to write that in percentage, which is what percentage frequency change is what the problem asked for, this would be 2.45 times 10 to the minus 13%. So it's a very, very small effect, but they were actually able to measure it even back in 1960.